Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump is replacing his national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, with John Bolton. It is the latest in a number of recent high-level staff changes. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was fired last week. Bolton, who also was Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security from 2001 to 2005, is regarded as a hardliner and interventionist on matters of foreign policy and defense. He has recently advocated for pulling out of the nuclear deal with Iran and for a first strike on North Korea. President Trump has initiated actions to consider imposing tariffs on a list of 1,300 Chinese-imported products worth about $60 billion. China's Commerce Ministry today proposed a list of U.S. products as a potential retaliation target. President Trump often uses automobile trade between China and the U.S. as a reason for increasing tariffs on Beijing.
The word that I want to use is reciprocal. When they charge 25% for a car to go in, and we charge 2% for their car to come into the United States, that's not good.
Mr. Trump campaigned on promises to bring down a massive trade deficit and crack down on abusive commercial practices by U.S. trading partners. More than 1,500 Syrian rebel fighters, their families evacuating a town, a besieged Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta, army moving closer to recapturing the entire capital. Rebel officials said they expect the evacuation to last several days. Evacuation deal brokered by Russian worked out between Syrian rebels and the government. This is VOA News.